I'm Rodrigo Núñez, and this is El Podcast. Ni de here, ni de there, pero en los dos. Ahí va para todos los latinos que dan consejos. First of all, I just want to apologize here at the top of the show for missing last week. I know I made a promise early on in this year to not miss so many times, but, you know, life happens sometimes, and unfortunately, some stuff came up at work that I had to deal with that. But yeah, that episode that I was going to release last week is still in the can, and I may release it later because I think you'd all enjoy it. But this week, it's another one, and it's one that I feel we all need to hear, or at least it's something that I need to hear. And because I'm incredibly self-centered, I'm going to talk about it on this episode in this podcast. So yeah, if you're like me, you've probably felt the following feeling: that the world is in a pretty bad place right now. And before anyone with a mindfulness journal or a devotional jumps at me, I know I'm not being ungrateful for my situation. The fact is, I'm fortunate enough to not have any significant lack. I'm generally in a good place, right? And yet, I can't shake that feeling. And that's because, if we are totally honest, there's a lot of bad stuff happening. And I get the feeling that you feel it too. So today, let's take some time to sit in it. Join me as we do the opposite of what almost every Latino parent has told us to do when we feel like this. On this episode of El Podcast, quítate las pilas. Vámonos. It's almost an annoying cliche by now, right? Almost as annoying as the chancla or the hot Cheetos cliche. Some tragedy will happen to a Mexican, maybe a relationship catastrophically ends, or a goal is not met in a hilariously soul-crushing way, and as they are laying there wallowing and falling into a depression, another Mexican, maybe even an older one, will give the following words of advice. No, pues échale ganas, or no, pues ponte las pilas, and walk away as if they said something profound. And that's Latino mental health. But just like the hot Cheetos or la chancla, it's a cliche that's just a little too true, right? That's why it's a cliche. And it's easy to point the fingers at our parents or the generations before us and say it's their fault and that they're the only ones that do it. But that would be a lie, because we all do it too in one way or another. And look, the truth is, I've said those exact same phrases before. It's a phrase that you say mostly because you don't know what to say and to provide some sort of advice or a way out to someone, right? But most importantly, you say it so that you can say that you were there for someone and so you can get the hell out of the room, because it's uncomfortable to be near those emotions. We want to get rid of them in the other person almost as bad as we want to get rid of them in ourselves. We give some quote-unquote uplifting advice and move on with our lives because we're supposed to be positive all the time, right? We have so much to be grateful for. And, you know, everyone gets broken up with, and everyone is sick, and everyone is dealing with all this stuff. So what's the point of dwelling on it? And let's just move on, right? Let's just look at the bright side of life, right? But what happens when it gets overwhelming? What happens when Fito Olivares and Chabelo die within a week of each other?
Ay, no mames, no mames.
All right. Sorry. I'll take it seriously. But honestly, what happens when there's another school shooting? And what happens when immigrants are getting burnt alive? What happens when we're making less money than ever while the government rewrites rules for billionaires who were reckless with money, just so that they can get all of their money back after nearly crashing the economy? What happens when books keep getting banned? What happens when our friends are in hospitals? What happens when a pandemic is killing more people than ever 2 years after it was declared over? What happens when there's a fungus that sounds a lot like the Last of Us fungus making its way around the world? What happens when your parents are getting older and weaker and you're hundreds of miles away? What happens when it gets to be too much? In other words, ¿cómo le echamos ganas? ¿Cómo nos ponemos las pilas? And maybe the answer is to not. A lo mejor lo que tenemos que hacer es quitarnos las pilas. At some point, maybe through our capitalistic Christian upbringing, be it prosperity gospel-driven or Catholic guilt-driven, we were taught that feeling anything negative concerning our situation is wrong and needs immediate fixing, not just in us, but in others. This can lead to us falling into the échale ganas way of handling negative emotions, which when it doesn't work, can lead to us just ignoring those emotions because it's uncomfortable. We not only ignore them, we actively avoid them, which leads to us isolating ourselves whenever we feel those negative feelings creeping over us, which only makes the situation worse. Dark emotions are scary. Being heartbroken at the situation that is plainly unfolding before us is frightening, and not being able to fix it and shift into a positive outlook is even scarier, and that drives us to isolation. But as psychologist Miriam Greenspan says, there is a close relationship between individual heartbreak and the brokenheartedness of the world. As we try and avoid feeling these dark emotions, we cut ourselves off from the world. Cuando nos queremos poner las pilas de volada, nos aislamos del quebrantamiento del mundo y del quebrantamiento de nuestro prójimo. So, wait. Richard Rohr said the following, quote, "The best thing to do when fear has a neck hold on you is to befriend someone who lives in real and constant fear. The best thing to do when you are flattened by despair is to spend time in a community where despair is daily bread," end quote. Which, let's be honest, that describes almost anyone that's paying attention right now. Rather than isolate ourselves due to the fear we feel within ourselves or run away from others who are expressing these negative emotions around us, we need to be okay with spending time in those emotions. We need to be okay with sitting in these feelings and to do so in community. But it's hard because it's uncomfortable and because we have this drive in us that we need to fix it. We can't just feel these bad things. We need to fix these feelings. We need to get up there. We need to keep moving. We need to, you know, keep calm and carry on or whatever it is. We just need to keep moving. And Rohr goes on to say the following, quote, "The hardest part about doing any of these things is to do them without insisting that your new teachers make you feel better by acting more cheerful," end quote. Because the fact is that sitting in these emotions is probably not going to make us more cheerful, but it will make us less lonely. And honestly, that's the great illness of our age. We've never been lonelier. We have access to the internet and can connect with almost anyone, but we really don't. People have been commodified to data and we are all lonelier than we've ever been before. And we need to be able to sit in our darkness and in the darkness with others to show them they're not alone and to prove to us that we are not alone. That's really what we need. A couple of episodes ago, I spoke with the poet Jose Olivares, and there's one poem of his I keep going back to. I'm going to read it now. I really hope Jose doesn't mind. Buy his book, Promises of Gold. Listen to that episode. But yeah. "Ojalá, Me and My Guys" by Jose Olivares. "Need an excuse to talk. One of them sends me a mic so we can play video games. We make group chat after group chat so we can talk about basketball. We're good at reciting stats, good at sharing rap songs, good at cracking jokes, good. My homies are always good when I ask, and I don't ask enough." Those last two lines, especially when paired with the first line, "My homies are always good when I ask, and I don't ask enough. Need an excuse to talk." Those lines rattle in my bones because I'm so uncomfortable checking in on my friends for fear that they will reveal something so dark or sad that I won't be able to fix it. But honestly, I'm also scared that I'll reveal to them something that will drive them away. Which leads me to just driving myself away preemptively. Because the truth is, there are things my friends are going through that I can't fix. No one can. For some messed up reason, life is happening in this way to us right now. And the only thing I can do is sit with them in it. Acknowledge the situation and just sit in that darkness with them. Not be overcome by it and not be driven to loneliness by it. And that's my hope for you, listener. That as you navigate through these coming days that seem to get darker and darker, that you may realize that you won't be overcome if you don't isolate. That you would not be driven to run away from the discomfort of your friends or family members who are going through something dark, but that you instead can just sit in it with them. That you can tell them, hey, está bien. No le tienes que echar ganas ahorita. Aquí estoy. And that when you are going through darkness, that you would reach out to someone and tell them, I just need you to sit here with me. That's it. No advice, no fixing, no cheering, no fake happiness, no performative anything. Just sit in this with me. I don't know what you're going through, but I know you're going through something because we're all going through it. So don't try and fix it right away. Don't try and suppress these feelings and be cheery when you're not ready for it. Sit in it. Learn in it. Reach out to someone. Don't be afraid of what they might say because they're going through it too. Hey, neta, quítate las pilas. That's it for this episode of El Podcast. Thank you for listening. I hope this was helpful for you. And I hope that you can share this with someone. There's lots of stuff happening right now. You're not alone. We're not alone. We just got to sit in it for a bit. But don't despair. Don't isolate. That's all I can say. Thank you. Leave us a review. Share this with a friend. See you next time. Ahí nos vemos.
This is the Irrelevant Podcast Network. Thanks for listening.
Qué bruto. Me aventé.